recap of Sunday's readings, it's time for Homily Highlights on Mater Dei Radio.
And today's homily highlight is from Father Efren Razzo. He is the parochial vicar at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard.
The Lord be with you. On the first day of the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city and a man will meet you carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." The disciples then went off and entered the city and found it was just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, gave it to them, and as they all drank from it, he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning on this feast of the most holy Body and Blood of Christ. A couple of years ago, I knew of this small religious order of men who, on a Sunday night, coming back from their ministries, these six brothers were left locked out of their home in Long Beach, California. And one of them had a good idea to go on the second floor and enter through the window so that he may open the front door for everyone else. And so they did. The novice brother went up to the second floor where the small balcony was. He went through the window and opened the door for the rest of the brothers. The brothers, before going to bed, said, "Let us pray in the chapel. Let us pray our night prayers and have adoration before going to bed." And so they did. The priests at the time were not there, or they were just coming back from their ministry as well. But as they were praying night prayers and having adoration, the police came and surrounded the house. And they ordered everyone to come out. "Come out, you are surrounded." And as all the brothers came out, all six of them, the police officer asked, "Is there anybody else inside?" And one of them said, "Jesus is still inside." So there goes the police officer. "Jesus, come out." The house is surrounded. They try to explain, "No, officer, well, Jesus is inside, but he cannot come out. He's there, but he cannot come out." And the officer did not know what they were talking about. Oops. So they kept calling him, "Jesus, come out." It is in this celebration of Corpus Christi that we gather to celebrate this profound mystery of the Eucharist, a sacrament in which we receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is in the Last Supper, a meal that Jesus had with his disciples, that transformed that moment into a moment of celebration, establishing a new covenant with us. This feast of Corpus Christi invites us to contemplate the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. When we receive the consecrated host and the precious blood, we are not simply partaking of a symbolic ritual. Rather, we are encountering a living God who offers himself to us in the form of bread and wine. It is in that moment of profound intimacy where heaven touches earth and we are united with Christ as one body in him. In a very mystical way, we are united with him, not in his flesh and bone, but in his transformed, mystical, resurrected body. It is in the Eucharist where we encounter the depth of God's love and his great love for us, that he instituted this sacrament so that he could be very close to us and be with us until the end of times. It is through the Eucharist that we are nourished spiritually, strengthening our faith and uniting us, all of us, together as one body of Christ, one church. As we reflect on these mysteries of the Eucharist, we are called to respond with gratitude and reverence, as we called to approach this altar with humility and awe, recognizing the sacredness that we are to receive. And we are called to open our hearts to Christ, allowing him to transform us from within and to fill us with his grace. The Eucharist should compel us to go forth and share the love that we receive, just as Jesus gave himself completely for us in this bread and wine. So too we are called to give ourselves to others and be transformed to in bread and wine, to be shared with others. This Eucharist challenges us to live lives of service to one another. In this Corpus Christi, let us renew our faith in this real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Let us approach the altar with our hearts full of gratitude and reverence, ready to receive the Lord as he offers himself to us out of love. This Corpus Christi, we celebrate that he became food for us and for our souls. We celebrate this sacred unity that the Eucharist brings, and we celebrate his real presence. Since my ordination exactly almost a year ago, this is a prayer I ask every time I come to the altar. I pray to celebrate this Mass as if it was my first, my last, and only Mass. I pray to the Lord to celebrate this Mass as if it was my first, my last, and only Mass. And as we are members of the body of Christ, I encourage you to pray this prayer as well, that each Mass you celebrate here may be your first, your last, and only Mass. This is what we celebrate. This is what it is to be one body of Christ. God love you and God bless you.
And that is today's homily highlight. That was Father Efren Razzo. He is the parochial vicar at St. Anthony's Catholic Church in Tigard.